Blog Talk Radio.
Not quite yet. Well, I'm still showing 55 seconds. She's a little ahead of herself. All right, I'm going to go ahead and...
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to bring us your words, Father, and not mine, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this your word, Father, and help us to gain strength and faith. And Father, help us with our mind to be clear, filled with doubt. I'm asking you now, Father, to be with us through this study. And this, all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in chapter 20. We've got a lot of reading here in chapter 20. We don't know what else God will add to it. We may not get completely through it because it's 48 verses long, and most all the verses are pretty good size verses. So evidently there's a lot in it. We know that we're going to be studying some about the war against the Benjamites. And different things. So let's get into it. I hope you've got your Bibles. ready to go. In verse 1, then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead unto the Lord and Mizpah. Now, number 2. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew swords. 400,000. That is quite an army. Now, they had that many that was drawing swords. Verse 3. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah, then said the children of Israel, tell us, how was this wickedness? You see, even they know that there has been a lot of wickedness going on among them, because they had, a lot of them had not done what the Lord had told them to do. They went other ways and doing other things. 4. And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, I came into Gilbert that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And it was his concubine that he sent out among a group of men. We don't know exactly how many. He didn't say, as we were studying this morning. But in order to save himself, he sent this woman out among them. They kept her all night, abusing her all night. And the next morning, he found her on the ground. She had couldn't even get in the house when they turned her loose. And she fell on the ground. It didn't say whether at that time she fell on the ground dead. Just said she fell on the ground. He found her. He cut her into 12 pieces, so he could send a piece of her to each one of the tribes of Israel. Can you imagine of anyone doing such a thing, a person that belonged to them? And the only reason she was mistreated and all was because he was afraid to go out, and he sent her out. Now, 5. And the man of Gilbert rose against me and beset the house around about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me and my concubine, have they forced that she is dead. Well, now he's telling us she is dead, yeah. But who killed him or them? We know he's one cutter up. Six. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel. For they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. He's told us again what he done to her and why. He sent her out into all the land in the country of inheritance of Israel. He was sending her to each tribe because you know when they went into that land, each tribe was to take a different place throughout. And that's why he cut her in to so many pieces. Seven. Behold, ye are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel. Now this man who we're talking about here, this Levite, he was a priest in the house of Michael. And he was a priest of images and molten images, artificial gods. And now he's not going by being a priest so far here. He's just going by being a Levite. We know he was a Levite that Michael made priests in his house with all these images and these false gods. Eight. And all the people arose as one man saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. The plan will stay away. Nine. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gilbert. We will go up by lot against it. This is another place that they are going to go against. Ten. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000 to fetch victuals for the people, that they may do when they come to Gilbert of Benjamin according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. You see, they've been doing so much and so many different things that God did not tell them to do. And still, they're not completely following the Lord God now. 11. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. They were awful tight. 12. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribes of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? But they're not asking about the wickedness that they had done themselves. They wanted to know what wickedness is this that is done among you, and speaking to Benjamin. 13. Now, therefore, deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gilbreth, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brother, the children of Israel. You see, this is one against another. Now they're not going to hearken to them. 14. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities to Gilbreth to go out to battle against the children of Israel. 15. And the children of Benjamin stones and a hair breadth and not miss. In other words, they were accurate with stones and those slingshots. Now, 17. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew swords. All these were men of war. 400,000. Quite an army. 18. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. The Lord is telling them that Judah is to go first. 19. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gilgal. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gilbert. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gilbert and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. 22,000 were killed that day. 22. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array, place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against him. You see, they're right now, even though they're in this new land, now they're warring and fighting among each other. Now here in 24, and the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day, and Benjamin went forth against them out of Gilgreesh. the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel. Again, 18,000 men, all these drew the sword. Now, twenty-some thousand, now 18,000 more. 26. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day and that evening and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. Now the Lord's telling him to go up, and he's going to deliver Benjamin and those of his into their hand. And Israel set liers in wait around about Gilgal, and the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gilgal as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways of which one goeth up to the house of God and the other to Gilbert in the field, about 30 men of Israel. Now they killed 30. 32. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at they had Tamar, and the liars in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gilgal. And there came against Gilgal 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel. And the battle was sore. But they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men, all these drew sword. 125,000 100 men that they killed of Benjamin's now in that day. 36. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites because they trusted unto the liars in wait which they had set beside Gilgal. And the liars in wait hastened and rushed upon Gilbert, and the liars and withdrew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now you see they're really doing some damage. Now there was an appointed time between the men of Israel and the liars in wait that they should make a great flame, the smoke raise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons. For they said, surely they are smitten down before us as in the first battle. But when the flame began to raise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. They set the city on fire. When the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities, they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites around about and chased them and drove them down with ease over against Gilgit toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And so far, counting the two times, well, now it's been three times, actually. They started out with 18,000, then went to 20,100, and now here again, 18,000 men, all these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men and pursued hard after them and to Gaddam and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. You see, when you don't walk with God and you don't do what he tells you to do, there is a terrible price to pay. Here in this day and time, it meant war between and many, many, many deaths. In our day and time, when we don't walk with the Lord our God, think about this. We may be left alive here on this earth, but there is a day coming to where we're going to step out of this time and into eternity. And we'll find our seat in hell. And at the end, we'll spend that time in hell until at the end of Christ's thousand-year millennial reign here on this earth will be what the Bible calls the great white throne judgment. And at that judgment, all that are not the Lord's gods and hell and Satan and all of his demonic army will all be cast into a lake of fire that will burn forever. And as the scripture says, the worm never dies. And think about this. Think of that horrible pain that you are going to be bearing throughout eternity and no way ever out of it. And you are trading that for what? Here on this earth, a few moments of what you call fun or pleasure that is against the Word of God, because you wanted to do something that God had told you not to do. And we're seeing more and more and more of this all the time. There's more adultery going on today than ever before. There's more fornication out there than ever before. And those that are committing it are not ashamed of it. They are actually calling everyone they know, and they will even come together and carry signs stating to everyone what they're doing. They're proud of it. And then we have those that are living a life that they are telling everybody is not wrong. It's just an alternate way of life, a different way of living. Homosexuality. But it is an abomination unto God. And then we have the murder of all of our unborn babies by the hundreds of thousands per year now. Over 60 million our land has destroyed. And now you want to sit back and wonder why our land is in the shape it's in? As you can see here, they didn't get away with theirs, and we will not get away with ours in this day and time. You know, I can't speak for no one but myself. I want no part of that lake of fire. I want no part of hell itself. When I step out of this life, I want to go on to be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what he said, but 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock of Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city, as the beasts, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that they came to. Constantly living in warfare. and no telling how much fear. Because you know they had to be here because of all of the death on both sides. You know, we need to be thinking about these things and making sure that if the good Lord was to come tonight, tomorrow, or whenever, we are ready. If you're not, you need to straighten up, go to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, invite him and bring him into your life to let him rule how you walk, how you live, and that the Holy Spirit will give you everything you need in order to be able to be that true child of the living God. These are things you need to think about, that you do love all of mankind. That they will lie about you, lie on you, lie to you. They'll accuse you of things that is not so. They'll set out to get you destroyed. But that doesn't matter. You still love them. You don't like what you're doing, but you love them. You pray for them. You pray and ask God to let the Holy Spirit talk to them and work with them. And to let them know that they are in need of the Savior and not just themselves. And help us to reach them with the Word of God to help to make heaven their home. Now, Father, we pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We don't want to see them lost, Father. And we don't want to see them continue going to each day in fear. Peace for them. Peace in their mind, peace in their hearts, and that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours, our leadership in the government and in a lot of our churches, are filled with evil. We're asking, Father, to help us to replace that with those that are walking in righteousness, that will work to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being the Lord Jesus Christ in your word. Now, Father, as we come to a close this evening, we ask you to keep us in health, keep us safe through the night, Father. May we all rest tonight in your love and your peace. Wake in the morning refreshed and be ready for study of your word, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Father. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now remember, as of in the morning, we'll be back in to the New Testament. And for the rest of the week. So be with us. Because it is filled with everything that we need to make heaven our home. Have a great night, peaceful night, a restful night, and a night that you have learned something. Good evening to each and every one of you.